A colleague began worship with words that are familiar to many of us here. The Lord be with you. And the good people of their congregation responded, and also with you. Above the community's response came the clear, confident voice of a four-year-old, and I'll sit with you. And I'll sit with you. Amen, child. Amen. We are gathered today to worship on the 12th day of Christmas, the last day of this short, disruptive season. This season where we celebrate Jesus' birth with sacred story, song, and tradition. In Advent and Christmas Eve, we retold Luke's account of Jesus' birth, Mary's Magnificat, or yes, to God, Joseph and Mary's journey to Bethlehem, and the shepherd's visit in the manger. On Christmas Day and last Sunday, we recited the Gospel of John's poetic beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. That section continues on later, and the Word came and dwelt among us. Or as some translations would say, God pitched a tent among us. Today we share a part of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew, steeped in the Hebrew scriptures and traditions, connects Jesus to those ancient, sacred stories. Matthew's telling of the Nativity focuses first on who Jesus is and then where Jesus goes. In today's gospel, Jesus' story parallels that of Moses's. Peril at his birth, exile, and then safety at the direction of God. Joseph, a dreamer like his biblical namesake, plays a prominent role in this gospel. Before today's passage, he wanted to quietly ditch his fiancée. An angel in a dream changed his mind. Today, where we picked up, Jesus is born, the Magi have left, and Joseph is dreaming again. As an aside, we don't focus on the Gospel of Mark because we want to skip it, but because Mark does not tell anything about the Nativity story. With these different versions, we ask, why does it matter that God joined us in human form? In each telling of God among us, what is the particular wisdom shared? What aspect of God is being revealed to us? What is catching my imagination this Christmas is the deep presence God among us requires of us. The sitting and abiding with others, the paying attention to God's call that disrupts our lives, and that which calls us to cross boundaries, including boundaries of place, culture, and religion. The Magi, who only appear in the Gospel of Matthew, were foreigners. Foreigners who traveled possibly a year or more to give gifts to God on earth and be in God's presence. Joseph went from a ready-to-ditch fiancé to an all-embracing adoptive father. God spoke, he listened. Joseph accepted God within his future son and continually upended his life to care for Jesus. He took his family to foreign lands. He chose the vulnerable status of refugee because it was the best option for his family at that time. I wonder about those in Egypt who received the Holy Family. We have few details of that time, and so our imagination is left to fill them in. I wonder who was with them. Did they know they were in the presence of God? Did they welcome them? I imagine that they at least provided enough hospitality so that when God called them back home, they were able to go. The wisdom and guidance of these scriptures are incredibly disruptive, especially when we hold them up to our lives in the world. Our human tendency is to be drawn to the familiar in the name of safety, to create barriers and walls that prevent us from knowing one another, to hoard resources because of our fear of scarcity, even to put God in a neat box that we can contain. Our Christmas story of the Magi, Joseph, the Egyptians, is calling us into that broken reality. Our Christmas story is calling us to listen to what unfamiliar places God is pushing us toward in the name of love, to break down barriers that prevent us from knowing one another, to give generously from the abundance we have received from God, and to approach God with holy curiosity, openness, and wonder, knowing that we can never contain the holy. When I hear this, or when I listen to the news sometimes, I'm regularly overwhelmed by how to live this out. So for me, I'm starting with the wisdom of a four-year-old today, and I'll sit with you. This past summer and autumn, trained spiritual listeners from St. Mark's did just that. They sat one-on-one with parents from St. Mark's for an hour and listened to the parents' personal, sacred stories. The listeners asked questions like, "What keeps you up at night? What are some of your hopes and dreams? How does your faith connect to your daily life? How does it disconnect? What moments in daily life does God feel present? Where and when does God feel absent?" The conversation partners who I paired together crossed generations, races, countries, and places of birth, while being connected by their experience of faith, doubts, hopes, fears, and wondering where God was in their life. Although members of the same faith community, very few knew each other before this conversation. After 22 conversations, a small team and I read the transcripts. For me, it was a powerful moment. What overwhelmingly came through is that everyone has an experience of God and a sense of the holy within their lives, and they are wondering how to live that every day. After one conversation, a spiritual listener emailed me and wrote and said that he felt like he was standing on holy ground. Another parent remarked after his conversation that he found he had so much in common with the spiritual listener that the coffee shop they were at kicked him out because they were closing. What I heard above all is that God is moving among us. God is moving among us here. God is moving among us within our families. God is moving among us within our communities, local, nationally, and globally. Our question is how to listen with that and how to act. I wonder with whom you are called to sit. When we pause to be with another person, to truly be with openness and curiosity, we open ourselves to seeing and hearing where God is moving. We are invited to join that movement. Truly sitting with one another is simple. It can be challenging, and it is a first step. When we do it, barriers crack. Walls crumble, and generosity is sparked between us. This Christmas, we hear that God lived among us. God lives within each of us. God is here, and it is good news. May we abide with that knowledge and sit with the presence of God within ourselves and others.